Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm. Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
We lift up our voices to you in prayer, our eternal and ever-loving God, asking that the sacred music that we are presenting will encourage our listeners in their walk of faith. We speak to you in love, a love inspired by your love to and for us. During this month, we are reminded of an old, well-worn adage that April showers bring May flowers, and how we love to see the colors erupting from the whiteness of winter. Such sayings never grow old. Another adage in this its usefulness alerts us to other truths that never grow old. Solomon in his wisdom wrote within his Proverbs that we should train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. We fret our God with the absenteeism of our youth in our church activities. Yet more than half a century ago, a leading Protestant denomination recorded publicly its opinion that the Sunday school was dead, meaning no longer viable. Yet learning about the value of church attendance is one of the key directives of Sunday school instruction. We cannot feign surprise and even indignation at our youngsters' avoidance of church attendance. So we pray that you will revive us again, as the hymn writer wrote, to enlightening our children to the value of learning about you, that they and we might live more fully with and for you. We love you, our God, and pray your blessing upon all who train up their children, that their children will continue the line, for Jesus' sake and in his name. Amen.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
In full His own name.
are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
Time.
Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
Every seaman, our gracious God, knows the old saw about the meaning of the red sky in the morning and the evening. And we are reminded of Jesus' response to the religious leaders' request for him to show them a sign of the end times. So Matthew records our Lord as saying, "When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather, for the sky is red and lowering." Even if one doesn't read your word, dear God in heaven, he or she can probably cite that what Jesus therein said. So we pray once again, Holy God, that our music this morning will serve not only to comfort those who walk daily according to the teachings of your word, but equally as an encouragement to those not so inclined to seek your will. To me, wrote Walt Whitman, every hour of the day and night is an unspeakably perfect miracle. To step out boldly into the world in which we live, we recite in love the last verse of the hymn, "Thanks be to God." For the harvest of the Spirit, thanks be to God. For the good we all inherit, thanks be to God. For the wonders that astound us, for the truths that still surround us, most of all that love has found us, thanks be to God. This our prayer to your faithfulness, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.